Yo, and these songs find you having decided, or at least thought you had decided, you were never going to go back and date anymore because your last relationship was a total mess. Maybe reconsider, yeah? Dedicated to you by our very own Karabo Mohane, celebrating love this Valentine's Day on a Rise FM lunch. Oh my goodness, one more song is on the cards. Karabo, good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Lily. Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Yo, what are you doing to us? Listening. What are you doing to us, Karabo? You didn't have to go that heavy. Yo!
I'm trying. You know the dynamics of love, man. It's different every day, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so great. You know? So for me, I just wanted to paint a picture, you know, that people need to understand that love is not always rosy, but it's always worth it.
It's always, always worth it. We're going to get to the songs that you selected for Valentine's today and the one that we're going to play after our conversation. But Karabo, where have you been here? What are you up to? It's been a while.
I'm around. It's just, you know, when you're in studio, you sort of try and get yourself outside of everything and just focus on that alone. So I've been in studio, been working, having a lot of conversations in terms of layout and plan as to what we're going to do with the music and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been quite crazy, but I'm excited for what people are about to witness and about to see. And I'm glad that I waited this long.
Yeah.
I'm glad I waited this long because I know that people are going to appreciate what I have in store for them.
No, because we're suffering right now, hey? We're suffering.
Hey, guys, I'm so sorry. But I'm back.
How far are you to the finish line with what you're currently working on? How far are you?
Very, very, very close. Okay. I would say in the next 2 months, people should definitely be hearing something. Like,
people hearing something. Since you're Kotola, there's no love songs to play. No, don't do that to us, okay?
Yeah, bona. I'll make sure that you guys have got something to get into winter with.
So let's go through the songs that you have selected for us today. Kakati, that's your song. Why that one, for starters?
That's my song.
Yeah.
No, because you see, with Kakati is it's the rosy, the beautiful, the nice, you know. When I'm around you and I'm with you, I've got no issues, I've got no problems, I'm just happy. You know, Kakati Awuna basically means no problem, you know. And that's where the song stems from. So, you know, like, you know these fresh relationships where, you know, you can do no wrong.
Oh,
where everything is just beautiful, you know. Pop champagne for no reason. It's that kind of song.
Because it's nice.
Like, you don't even need a reason to fuck the champagne. You know, like, champagne, I've always, like, had this argument with people that, guys, champagne is something that you have when you're celebrating something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but people have it as a drink in jail casually. But it was designed and meant for celebration. So in the early stages of relationships, you know, people are just popping champagne for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
So that's literally where this song comes in and what it speaks to. Yeah.
It's that euphoric stage of a relationship where your partner says they'll buy you a plane. They're like,
you know,
saving.
Where they can do no wrong. You know, nothing wrong. Everything is just perfect.
You took us back with Music Soul Child, Don't Change. We still know the lyrics. How crazy is that? Tell us about that song. Why that particular song?
I think moving from Kakati to, you know, Don't Change, now the relationship gets real. You know, now you start getting to see the kind of person that you're with. You know, you start witnessing some of their flaws, you know, and you start questioning certain things, you know. But I think this song literally speaks to, regardless of what I may know, regardless of what we may have gone through, you know, just as long as your love doesn't change, I'm here. If your love doesn't change, if you continue being the person that you promised to be when we started, you know, our love will continue. Our love will build.
Because once things change, it gets tricky, right?
Of course. Once things change, I mean, look, for me, I think what Music Soul Child was speaking to here is that regardless what may happen to you, because I mean, in the music video, his wife gets into an accident, and you know, she then ends up in a wheelchair, And he was just saying that for as long as the love that you promised me does not change, whether you're in a wheelchair, whether you are lying in bed, whether you are sick, whether you're okay, you know, whether we have money, we don't have money, for as long as your love doesn't change, you know. So that's literally what the song speaks to, you know. Are you that consistent person? Are you that person who says, this is what I promised my partner, and this is what I'm going to do?
This is what
regardless
I'm going to
of circumstance.
To. Yeah. So you're telling us a story here. It's the euphoric, the beginning of the relationship, you being all rosy and stuff, and you needing to stay the same throughout the course of the relationship. And then colors of love, boys to men. Colors of love, are we talking pink and red, or is it something else?
Hey, there's a lot to it. Colors of love basically speaks to when you meet someone, and I'm going to try and phrase this well.
Yeah.
So you should expect the person that you're with to change. Like, you should expect change from them, you know?
Okay.
Now, the question that needs to be asked is it change for the better or change for the worse? But change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And you should be accepting of change. Because if your person stays the same, hey, you guys are going to be in trouble, because then you move on. You know, and that person is still at the very same place. Then that relationship, at some point, one of the two will get tired, because they are constantly trying to drag you out of where you are to move you to where they believe you should be. So change is inevitable. It's going to happen. So Colors of Love speaks to, you know, the person that you met versus the person that you are with.
I hear you.
Without a kid,
and
the one that you have a kid with is different.
Yeah.
The person that you met when you're not married, and the one that you're married to now is different. So the colors of love, it's different phases of the relationship, but love is still prevalent phases.
Yeah.
You know,
you sound so
loved colors
up.
Of colors of love speaks to that. Yeah.
As the loved up gentleman, the R&B love, you're the image of love in South African music. I mean, let's be honest. Are you big on Valentine's Day? What are your plans for today?
You know, today my plans are very, very simple. It's just to attend to my wife's love languages. That's all. That's my job.
Wait. To attend to what now?
Yes. To her love language.
Your wife.
To her love languages.
Slammer.
My wife love languages. Because it could be, it's more than one, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just attending to them. I've given myself time today. Whatever it is that is her love language, I am attending to it today. That's my plan for the day.
Is it hard to discover one's love language? Can one get it wrong? Was it easy for you to discover what her love languages were? Did she have to tell you?
So my wife and I have got a policy in the house that we will always have those uncomfortable conversations, regardless of how they come.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable is good if it's going to reap the kind of results that you are looking for. So I had to ask, you know, because I can't assume. You know, sometimes you can get it right, you know, and go and get her a bag and you're thinking, so, and then you constantly go back and buying bags and you're thinking that's what it is. It was just a one-time thing, you know, she appreciates the bag, but she's not saying every Valentine must go and buy a bag.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you about mine. So for me, touch is a love language. So if I'm with you, I'm holding your hand.
Love it.
You know, like I'm literally close to you. You have your hand on my chest. Like that's me cuddling. That's my love language. And then also just, affirmation. Constant affirmation. So being affirmed from time to time, that is another love language of mine. So being told, you know, you're doing great. You're lovely. You're a great husband. You're a great father, you know, so those are some of my love languages. And sometimes, you know, hearing from other people is great, but hearing it from your wife or hearing it from your partner, it's just so much better, you know. And then gifts as well.
Because
I'm also a person who gifts. I love giving, so I enjoy receiving gifts, because I'm also a person who gives gifts, you know.
I
So yeah,
hear you.
so for me today, I mean, if I am to go into detail, I'll tell you that I'm taking her to this place. She's going to be doing this. I'm going to be, getting a massage and all those
Oh.
things. So the reason why I'm not disclosing exactly what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I say to you I'm attending to her love languages, that should paint a picture for you as
Yeah,
to
no, I
what it
hear
is,
you. Yeah.
that
Yeah.
I'm doing on the day. Yeah.
I hear you. Just quickly, because of time now, is it you or
Okay.
her that slides into the other one's t-shirt? Like, see, go straight to this thing because they want to be that close to you. Which one does that between the two of you?
She's definitely the one. She's definitely the one. She's definitely the one. And it hasn't changed. Even after we've had a kid, it's the same, man. It's the
That's
same.
so cute. I
Same
love
thing.
that. I love, love, love,
The
love that.
same thing.
The last song we're going to play that you selected as part of your top four songs for Valentine's Day, celebrating with Impumalanga, Ngithandile.
Yes.
Tell us about this one before I play it.
Yeah, this one, I think that the message is very clear, man, Thandile noma bekunzima, noma bekubuhlungu, inhliziyo yami ngeyakho. It's just literally there. The words are very thorough in
Yeah.
terms of explanation.
Yeah.
You don't even need to read between the lines. You know exactly what's going on. I think a lot of people take for granted, some of the things that they say at the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah,
I will
yeah.
love you till time stands still. I will love you
Yo.
no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Even if we don't have money, I'll love you. Even if, we lose the house, I'll love you
Yeah.
until it happens.
Yeah.
So the love is tested when the trials come. Love is not tested when
True.
everything is going well, when the
Yeah.
balloons and you still can afford that car and it's still painful and she's still got a job and all of those things. It's tested when those things are no longer accessible. So if you're saying you really love someone, you need to understand that love comes in phases. As seasons, so does love that you share with the next person. So when you kindly speak to, I will love you even if, in fact, I will love you in spite of.
Yeah, in spite of. Karabo, thank you
Yeah.
so much for pouring into us as a Rise FM this Valentine's Day, whatever plans you have, speaking to your partner's love languages. Thank you so, so much for also speaking to. This is part of our love language now. We just discovered that we love listening to you. We love
Thank
listening
you, guys.
to you.
Yeah,
We
man.
absolutely do. Have a
Appreciate it
beautiful
so
rest of
much.
your Valentine's Day, my love. Make memories to remember in
Will
years to
do,
come.
will do,
And we're
lady.
hoping to see you in Mbombela in Mpumalanga very soon. Looking forward to your album in about 2 months or so. Me, I don't forget, hey?
Definitely, definitely. In fact, I'll do you one better when I do come to Nelspruit because I'm going to be having soft launches around the country. So
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be hooking you guys up with some tickets when you guys come through. Please do come through when I
Yes.
do my soft launch in
Yes.
Mpumalanga. It'd be lovely. It'd
Certainly
be
looking
lovely.
forward to it, man. Karabo Mokgwana joining us on Valentine's Day here on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wagamakhofana. The last of his four play love songs this Valentine's Day. Yes, Karabo with Ngithandile.
Ngikuthandile noma bekunzima noma bekubuhlungu inhliziyo yami ngeyakho ngikuthandile.